Arizona Wildcat basketball on AM 960 KCTK.
AM 960 KCTK, Phoenix, USA.
A Tom Cruise I am not. What was that old guy that years ago that did Mission Impossible? Peter Graves? Was he the one that did that?
Yeah.
And of course, that makes me sound like I knew what I was talking about. No, Dan's in the other room going, Peter Graves. He's trying to make me look halfway decent. Forget it. Not going to happen. Lost cause. All right, I'm Lee Kent. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. AM 960 KCTK, the home of the undefeated Arizona Wildcat basketball team. 508-0960 for your calls. 508-0960. And this past week has been a great reminder that if we forget where we came from, we have a pretty darn good chance of making the same mistakes all over again, which has really had me upset about John F. Kennedy's assassination not being really mentioned too heavily in the news. You cannot tell me that the news from the war in Afghanistan and elsewhere is so consistent and so overwhelming that some reporter couldn't have been assigned from CNN or Fox or ABC or NBC or who am I forgetting? NBC? Oh, well. That couldn't have been assigned to cover that and do a rap piece on that. Do a stand-up. Go someplace and talk about it. Also, today is a special day to remember. Lee Harvey Oswald was shot on this date by Jack Ruby in 1963. Wonder how many places you'll hear about that. Of course, that hasn't got much profound significance to it, but John F. Kennedy did have profound significance. Also, on this date, Charles Darwin published On the Origin of Species, which explained his theory of evolution. It was in 1859, and I greatly doubt we will hear either that or anything else on the news today. We have lived with other people's opinions and conjectures and theories on Darwin's origin of the species ever since. We have heard all kinds of falderal and unusual things. AM 960 KCTK, I'm Lee Kent. It's 508-0960, area code 602 in case you're outside the area. Also today, the National Rifle Association was incorporated on this date in 1871, and it's still fighting to stop the individuals from disarming the nation's citizens. I think that has to be the main reason for it. What do you think this country would be like right now? I mean, today, after 9/11, what do you think it would be like right now if the anti-gun lobby had won their argument a decade ago? Now, granted, a lot of people have run out and purchased guns since 9/11, and an even greater amount have had them, and I haven't heard of any major news stories of, other than the individual, you know, spotty stories here and there from people saying that somebody shot somebody, did so-and-so. You know, there are nuts out there all over the place, but the average gun owner isn't. In fact, they're pretty level-headed. And that reminds me, one of these days I'd like to get into the topic of the two types of government. Two types of government. 508-0960 for the phone number, for your opinion, on AM 960 KCTK. I am Lee Kent. Thank you for joining me. I've lost my engineer. Since we have another person sitting in who's looking at me with a blank face saying, go ahead, I dare you, say something. You're probably going to be turned off. Two types of government. Do you know what they're... I know. You're sitting in the back and going, I didn't hear that in school. I heard there were all different kinds of government. There was, democracy, and there's a republic, and then there's communism, and then there's totalitarianism, and then there's fascism, and then there's, what am I forgetting? Monarchy, yes, thank you. Engineer can speak. Sorry. I'm not going to take credit for what you said. There's no way I would have thought of that word. Starts with M. Brain dead when it comes to M words. Unless it's followed by another M, and then I love them. All right. But there are really only two types of government. Two types of government. The first kind of... No, they're not in order of importance. What the heck with it? I'm going to talk about it now. It's my show. The first kind of government is the kind that actually controls its people through force and fear. And you can lump a lot of different kinds of government into that. That's the first kind of government. And the second one is controlled by the people through their respect for the laws of the government. This country is the latter. We have had a government ever since it was created, a very unique form of government, that is entirely based on the premise that it will hold together and be strong as long as the people respect the laws of the government, and by respecting, therefore, adhering to those laws and following them. But that, of course, has fallen apart. Talked about that a little bit earlier. Now, there's a very interesting op-ed piece in the Arizona Anti-Republic. I'm going to get to this in just a second. Remind you, 508-0960. I'd like to thank Glenn from Peoria for his call about the attention span. Glenn, you're probably right. Must everything be cool or hot today? Cool and hot and of the moment and instantaneous to be logically top of mind. Top of mind, something the advertising community knows all about. You have to be top of mind for people who will remember you. Come on, gang, that's not saying much about people. What it's saying, though, is that in order to be remembered, you have to remember to be in the front of the pile. You have to be on top of the heap. You have to be before the fence. You have to be louder. Speaking of loud, there is an op-ed piece in the Arizona Anti-Republic today by old Ricardo Pimento. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Pimentel or Pimentel or whatever. O is having a problem understanding the difference between a citizen and a non-citizen. Citizens have something non-citizens want. It's called citizenship. It is the reason people come to this country, O. To be covered by its constitution, O. But O is upset that non-citizens are being treated like non-citizens. Let me ask this, O. Can a non-citizen be charged with treason? Now, let that sink in for a minute. Can a non-citizen be charged with treason? Of course not. Is the only thing a citizen can be charged with, because they are a citizen, that a non-citizen cannot be charged with? That means, that your concern over military tribunals, you say, and I'll quote this now from the article in the Arizona Anti-Republic, in these military prosecutors can employ secret evidence, conduct the trial in secret, use standards below those of civilian courts on what kind of evidence is permissible, and even impose death sentences with only a two-thirds vote rather than an unanimous vote of the jury. The Defense Department gets to set up the rules, and no appeal to a higher civilian court is available, unquote, said O. That would be if you're a non-citizen, O. The whole point here is to protect your rear, O, from outside attack, and you can't understand the difference between a citizen and a non-citizen. It's not that hard of a concept, actually. The laws apply to everyone in this country, but, listen carefully now. If the rights afforded by the Constitution apply simply based on whether a person is in this country or not, instead of a member of the country or not, then there is no reason to become a citizen. Is that logic missing anything? I don't think so. There's no reason to become an American. It would mean that those arrogant Americans impose their laws and rights on anyone who dares set foot inside the country, and it would mean you are calling for a police state far and above that possible by a country attempting to save your rear, O. It's not that difficult. You should read it. It's in the Arizona Anti-Republic today. Telephone number for AM 960 KCTK, 508-0960. My name is Lee Kent. Thank you for being with me today. It's 542 right now. I have no idea what the... 68 degrees. It actually slipped a couple. It was 70 a little while ago, and I forgot to tell you. Back to the topics, though. Our press still consumed with the question of how did an elderly lady get inhalation anthrax? You have a feeling about that? 508-0960. Do you smoke or do you hate smoking? If you smoke, I'm not going to say whether, yes, I am. I smoke like a pig. I have to admit that. I do. Not inside, granted. Now, outside. That's appropriate. It's my habit anyway. It's a dirty habit. It's disgusting. You shouldn't start it. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. But I do it. I'll quit someday. But for right now, I don't. And I do it outside. Now, if that never happened in this state, where one governmental organization were to decide that we as citizens who, you know, may own property, may rent property, may have some legal right to be on some place outside in God's great air, cannot partake of something that's not harming anybody else, even outside, because remember, the air just bruises, all that kind of stuff. I have an answer for you. If that ever happens here, just invest in a small collection of charcoal briquettes. People in Maryland should be doing this now. Put it outside. Take your cooker, put it outside. Smoke outside, by the way. Flaunt the law. There goes that disrespect for law. Well, if the law is dumb, guess what it deserves? Put the charcoal briquettes out there. Keep them all set up and ready to go. When you go out, get ready to go outside and do your cigarette, light the charcoal briquettes. And when the police show up saying, you're not allowed to smoke because your next door neighbor is offended, just point over to the charcoal briquettes and say, well, it's that. How could they prove different? There's no way they could prove different. AM 960 KCTK, the early morning show, by the way, today with Tom Brown. Sounds kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting to listen to. You need to hear him 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday in the morning. Tom Brown, the early morning show, same number, 508-0960. The area code is 602. And also last week, with John F. Kennedy's assassination and the importance of ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I don't know, perhaps Glenn is right. Attention span could be the problem. Perhaps it could. 508-0960, I'm Lee Kent. Thank you for being with me this afternoon. Just a little while ago, yeah, we'll get your calls in. On AM 960, KCTK.
Hi, I'm Rob Evans, head basketball coach at Arizona State University.